at 12 tackles, one for loss this season. And so a lot of depth as well on the defensive line, play a lot of players, go through a lot of players. Torian Belton, 11 tackles, 5 TFLs, 3 sacks, 2 fumble recoveries. Antonio Harrison, 6 tackles, 2 TFLs, and 2 sacks on the season. And DeAnthony Jones, 9 tackles, 1 TFL. I asked for some clarification and didn't get any from Motor City on, is that the same DeAnthony Jones that in 2023 was drafted by the Chicago Bears, got cut in the final rounds of cuts, ended up playing for the Michigan Panthers in the USFL, so would put him in the area here, and didn't get a response, but putting up pretty good numbers on limited time, it appears. So we're just waiting on something here to get us going as we have reached the 7 o'clock hour. And we'll just remind you that this broadcast is copyrighted by the Racine Raiders Football Club, Inc. For the private use of our audience, any other use of this broadcast or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of the game without the consent of the Racine Raiders Football Club Board of Directors is prohibited. Want to welcome in everybody that is watching at the viewing party at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill. I'm sure you're a lot more comfortable than we are here at Dearborn Heights, Michigan, as it is a balmy night here, although not as warm as was anticipated even earlier today. A storm rolled through a little earlier than I think was anticipated, around 1:30. Some pretty severe storms came through and cooled it down a little bit more, like about 3-4 degrees. It cooled it down, and so maybe helping to make sure, or hopefully helping to make sure, that we don't encounter any weather issues during the game. There is some opportunity, but it has been dropping throughout the day that we might see thunderstorms, including hail and those sorts of things during the game. So hopefully we don't end up seeing that here tonight, and we can get through this one cleanly. That's a big thing for the Raiders, both in time as well as injuries, as the Raiders have been struggling with the injury bug this season. See the teams out for the pregame coin toss. The officials are here and ready. And looking, it looks like they only deploy 5 officials here. That has been pretty common in our trips to Michigan, not the 7 officials that we have in Racine that may have cost the Raiders a touchdown against the Detroit Ravens, actually, as one of the officials that would have normally been right on the goal line had to get into position. As we await the coin toss to see who is going to be able to have the opportunity to choose what to do first here tonight. Bus ride was pretty uneventful from Racine this morning. The team bus leaving Horlick Field around 8:40 a.m. And when do we get in here, Nick? About 4:30 maybe, 4:15, 4:30, something along those lines. Had a couple of stops, pick up players at a Chicago Oasis for the players that come from Chicago. And the Raiders won the toss, and they will defer to the second half. So we will likely see the Motor City Rams' potent offense first. Both these teams with very good defenses. See whose defense can come out on top. The Raiders' defense last week, a couple of scores. That is something that really helped the offense a year ago, and the whole team was the Raiders' defense coming up with big plays, setting up the offense very well. And that's something that, well, folks are focusing on the struggles of the offense, not really taking a look at the defense has played tremendous, but the turnovers and the opportunistic turnovers haven't necessarily been there this year like they have been in the past couple of years. So Raiders will kick off, and it will end up being Mike Peralta kicking off We'll have to see for Racine who's going to handle punting duties. One of the players unavailable tonight due to work commitment is punter Brady Wodak. So that is a weapon for the Raiders that is unavailable on special teams. And getting things going. All right, we are just about ready to get underway here from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. As Mike Peralta has it teed up, the Rams huddling up on their sideline one final time before the opening kickoff of the game. Raiders will be kicking off from right to left, wearing their white jerseys, silver pants, and silver helmets. The Rams will be in their orange jerseys with silver numbers, lightly outlined in white, white pants with orange piping down the sides, and gray helmets. As they break out, looks like Poole is going to go deep along with DJ Atkins. Nope, they might actually be the upbacks. Curtis Allen and Josh Butler will be the deep backs. As they are getting the chain crew now over to the other side. So our kickoff delayed over 6 minutes already from when we were supposed to start. The Rams did have to put out a Facebook post today asking folks if they would be willing to help them out and be part of the chain crew. As they rush another player out there late, but they have time as the chain crew is still getting set. Peralta and the Raiders have been set for quite some time, and we're just about underway, and we are with the right leg swing of Peralta. The kick is going to go out of the back of the end zone as the wind is pretty strongly at the Raiders' back, and it will be Motor City Rams football, first and 10. As we will see Future Thomas, their quarterback that, as we said, went viral a couple of weeks ago with that no-look, underhanded, behind-the-back bullet pass to a receiver. He knew it was a free play. He was running away from the unblocked defender that had gone off sides and just fired that bullet knowing that nothing bad could really happen in that situation as long as they didn't also get a penalty. He'll be out there with a back to his right, three receivers to the right, one receiver off to the left side for Thomas. The 9-0 Motor City Rams at the clap of the hand, and the handoff off to the left side. Good running room for Leonardo Moss Jr. down the Raiders sideline and finally pushed out of bounds all the way down to the 48-yard line. Picks up 23 on the first play of the game and a first down for the Motor City Rams. To the left. They have an offensive lineman, their left tackle, way off the line, sitting 2 yards back in the backfield. Snap to Thomas. He hands off to Moss again. Moss again gets the edge, and Moss again, he delivers a blow as he goes out of bounds on Corey Dalton. Will pick up about 8 yards to the Raiders 43-yard line, and it'll bring up, no, they'll say enough for a first down. So with where the chains were, end up getting enough for the first. First and 10 for Motor City now at the Racine 42-yard line. Two run plays by Moss, who only had 12 carries for 70 yards on the season, according to stats on the league website. They go with trips to the left this time. Thomas claps the hands, looking to pass for the first time, and throws, and it's through the hands of a stretched out Devin Ashley, his favorite target this season. It'll bring up a second down and 10 for Motor City. Ashley with those 29 catches this year. Last year, it was Johnson and Curtis Allen that had a big game against Racine. As the Raiders jumped out to a 27-zip halftime lead, and the final score ended up being 27-14. Ashley, all alone to the right, trips over to the left. Another handoff to Moss. Moss tries the right side this time, stays on his feet after one hit, and then Elvin Turner, Arion Ivy bring him down at the Racine 37-yard line, picks up five, and it'll leave it at a third down and five for the Motor City Rams. 13 minutes to play here in the opening quarter, 2 minutes used off the clock as the ball set up, hash marks on the right side. New running back in there is DJ Atkins, averaging 5.3 yards a carry. Also has 11 receptions on the year with trips spread out to the left side. Thomas, the lefty, has time. Pocket breaks down, little jump pass. Arion Ivy right there to take down DeFerrell Davis. Davis will pick up four, and it'll leave a fourth and one for the Motor City Rams as the officials come in with the whistles to break up a little extracurricular after that Arion Ivy hit. Him and DeFerrell Davis exchanging a couple words, and the officials back in Racine up. And now Devin Ashley stepping in there and getting his offensive lineman back into the huddle, as there's a show of testosterone at the 33-yard line. Fourth and one for Motor City. Three receivers left, one to the right. Atkins in the backfield. He's to the left of Thomas. Thomas claps the hands, and Racine jumps off sides as the snap doesn't come. Our first penalty of the game will lead to a first down for Motor City as Racine using the hand clap to time it, and they end up falling for the trick from future Thomas. So it'll be a first and 10 for Motor City at the 28-yard line of Racine on the opening drive of the game. 3 minutes expired. Three receivers to the left. Devin Ashley is on the right side in single coverage. Safety help over the top. Little screen pass out to the left side, able to connect with Allen. Allen breaks free, and he's escorted out of bounds by Arion Ivy, but gets all the way down to the 9-yard line. A pickup of 19 on the play, and there may be a flag on the play. And waiting to see what the indication is here. As our referee, it's going to be a hold against Motor City, so it'll back them up 10 yards, and it'll be a first down and 20 for the Rams. They take a nice gain off, and they'll be back at the 38-yard line. About 11 and a half to play here in our first quarter. DeFerrell Davis off to the left, joined by two other receivers over to the left side. Ashley over to the right side. In motion, Curtis Allen. The handoff goes to Moss, and Moss finds a whole lot of room in the middle of that Raiders defense before Savarino and Burton bring him down. He'll pick up all of that penalty yardage to make it a second down and 10. And Moss has just been a machine early on for these Motor City Rams. He's already got 48 yards on four rushes with a long of 23. Trips off to the right, one receiver to the left. For Thomas on second and 10, looking to pass. Thomas going for the home run. Ball has his receiver, and it's a touchdown for Motor City as he connects. I believe that's Reginald Poole that he connects with on the touchdown. And it's a 6-0 lead for the Motor City Rams, and that may be something with the Raiders having two younger safeties back deep. He was just able to get behind them both. They're looking for an extra point attempt here, I believe, waiting to see who's going to kick this. It looks to be Derek Newsome. Nope. They do have Roscoe Apostolovsky to put it through. Went to Illinois, played for the Port Huron Pirates in indoor football. Snap is dropped, and the Raiders jump on it, and so it will remain a 6-0 lead for the Rams with 10:36 officially to play here in the first quarter. They use 4 minutes and 24 seconds and go down the field and get on the board first. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
We're in classrooms teaching.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
The Motor City Rams, and that will be taken back at the 10-yard line by Corey Dalton. Dalton across the field, breaks a tackle. Dalton up the far sideline, Dalton to midfield, and Dalton into Motor City Rams territory at their 48-yard line. Corey Dalton with a big return following the Rams' opening drive score to set Racine up well. They will actually mark it at the 47-yard line. 43-yard return there for Corey Dalton as he continues his excellent special teams play for Racine. Now let's see if the Raiders' offense can respond. Down 6-0 after the opening drive of the game. Sawyer Schick completing 43% of his passes, 400 yards, 4 TDs, 3 interceptions. Jordan Payne back. He goes in motion left side to the right. They'll have two receivers off to the left side. Hand off to Howard Triplett. Triplett breaks a couple of tackles, and Triplett, Superman, dives forward down to the 42-yard line as he'll pick up 5, and it'll bring up a 2nd and 5 for Racine. Good opening play for Racine, getting some positive yardage there. Triplett able to avoid the traffic in the backfield. Payne on the left side, Woodland off to the right for Schick. Schick is going to put Payne in motion from left to right. Schick looking to pass, under pressure, throwing, hits Revelinski. It'll be a short one, just a few yards as Joe Carter is right on him, and it'll bring up a 3rd down and 3 for Racine on the pickup of 2 on the crossing pattern by Revelinski. Ball set up at the 40-yard line of the Motor City Rams. Carter had a big game last year against Racine, the leading tackler for the Motor City Rams in that game. Revelinski and Payne off to the right side, Woodland off to the left in single coverage, 1 safety over the top for Motor City. Schick hands it off to Triplett. Triplett fighting his way forward, and Triplett close to a 1st down, and they signal, yes, he got it. Needed 3, got 4. Raiders move the chains, 1st down Racine. Trailing 6-0 to Motor City on a future Thomas TD pass to Reginald Poole. Raiders no huddle, little muddle huddle. They'll have trips over to the right side. Dylan Flores, the tight end, on the left side of the formation for Schick. Schick puts Payne in motion, slot right over to the left side. Schick scanning has time. Schick, under pressure, throws it off the fingertips of Howard Triplett, and it'll bring up a second down and 10 for Racine. Triplett wasn't going to go anywhere on that one. Defender right on top of him that made contact with him as the ball went off his fingers. Racine with it at the 37-yard line of Motor City. Rams were coming off of a big win in their heated rivalry with the Detroit Ravens. Think Racine Raiders, Kane County Eagles with about a 20th of the fans. Two receivers left, one off to the right for Schick. Schick, quick pass into the flat to Revelinski, and Revelinski gets what he can. See where they mark him down at. They will say the 31. So Revelinski ends up picking up 6, and it'll bring up a third down and 4 for Racine. Another third down for Racine. Can they convert their second one of this drive? It's been a bit of an Achilles heel for this offense all season long. Payne and Bibby Davis over to the right side. Woodland and Revelinski to the left. Triplett to the left of Schick. Schick fakes a handoff. Schick looking to pass. Schick going for the home run ball for Woodland and misses him by about 3 inches in the end zone. It was there. Not much separation, but enough. Schick nearly put it perfectly. It'll bring up a fourth down, and Raiders offense staying out on the field. This would be a 48-yard field goal. Peralta's long on the season, just 23 yards. Again, Brady Wodak not here. Wodak's long, though, still 41. Wind is at the back of Racine as they go right to left. Twin receivers each way. Triplett to the right of Schick. Blitz coming from Motor City. Schick's hard count tries to draw them off sides, and instead, I believe, Jack has Woodland moved. And it'll push Racine back 5 yards and see if this changes what the Raiders decide to do here. They keep the offense out there again. No Brady Wodak here tonight, so that may be playing a role in this decision. They'll have Revelinski and Woodland over to the right. Two receivers to the left. Schick with Triplett to his left. Looking to pass. Schick going over to the right side, and Woodland and Schick were not on the same page, and it's going to be a turnover on downs, and it'll be Motor City Rams football. They will have it at their own 42-yard line, first and 10. So Raiders drive, got a nice kick return by Corey Dalton. Offense able to pick up one third down, unable to convert on the next, and turn it over on downs with 5:55 to play here in the first quarter. Rams with the football and the lead at 6-0. Leonardo Moss, he's been getting the work done early on in this one, averaging 12 yards a carry, 4 carries, 48 yards, a long of 23. He will be back there in the backfield with Future Thomas. Moss came in, according to league stats, only 70 yards rushing on the season. Three receivers right, one off to the left. The handoff to Moss. Moss tries to bounce it outside, and this time there's no doing. Thomas Burton in there, drops him for a loss of 3, and it'll bring up a second down and 13 for Motor City. Went to the well one too many times maybe on that one as we take a look at the Educators Credit Union replay. Ball now set up back at the 34-yard line of Motor City. Want to thank our producer back at the WRJN studios, Daryl Januzzi. For those of you catching the game on the Racine Raiders broadcast network through our audio simulcast with WRJN. three receivers to the right. Poole, who caught the TD, is the middle receiver of the three off to the right. One receiver to the left for Thomas. Thomas with Moss to his left. Thomas, quick pass, little screen pass out to Curtis Allen. Allen gets slowed down by Ivy, and then he's going to be taken out of bounds by Stephon Chapman. And also in on the play for the Raiders defensively was Elvin Turner, and that's going to be another loss, a loss of one, and bring up a third down and 14. So Motor City trying to attack the edge. It worked very well on the opening drive of the game. It appears that the Raiders have made some adjustments here, and they are having a harder time getting that edge on this second drive with 4:15 to play in the first quarter. Rams leading Racine 6-0. Trips bunched on the near side of the field. In at running back now is Atkins. 19 carries, 11 receptions on the year for Atkins. Thomas scanning under pressures. Thomas rolling to his left. Thomas throwing, finding a receiver in the middle of the field. It'll be enough for a first down across midfield. That is Deontay Shivers into Raiders territory at the Racine 49-yard line. Picks up 19, and they move the chains. First and 10, as Thomas did a good job of biding time, rolling out to his left, and Shivers finding a zone in the middle of that Raiders defense and able to turn it upfield into Raiders territory at the Racine 49-yard line. 3.5 minutes to play here in our opening quarter. Rams leading 6-0, trying to keep their unbeaten record intact here in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, at the home of the Falcons, the Star International Academy Falcons. It's old field turf here. Thomas scans, tries to step up, and Thomas is dragged down. And that is Cordero Williams making his return from injury here tonight as he brings him down for a loss of 5 yards to bring up a second down and 15. Williams has been a big loss in the middle of that Raiders defense. That will be his 11th tackle for loss and his 5th sack of the season. And he's only played in about half the games this year for Racine. Ashley will be all alone to the left. Three receivers off to the right. Safety help over the top. Thomas takes, scanning, spins, rolling to his left, being chased by Hall. Flags come out. Thomas down the sideline, cuts it back in, and he's cut down at the 41-yard line of Racine. But flags in the backfield, this likely coming back against the Motor City Rams. As we wait to see the indication, and it is a hold against Motor City, and that will make it second down and 25 for the Rams as it will push them back to their own 36-yard line. Rams have had a couple of big plays called back here tonight early on by holding penalties. As we see the official indication from the official. Next opportunity we get, we will show you our active body fitness trivia question. Three receivers left, one off to the right. That is Ashley all alone again. The leading receiver for this Motor City Rams team, Corey Dalton, is on him. Raiders' best cornerback. Atkins in there at running back. Thomas scanning, pocket breaking down, and guess who? Cordero Williams will get sack number 2 all the way back to the 25-yard line, a loss of 11, and it will bring up a third down and 36 for the Motor City Rams. Now, if you're the Raiders defense, you just can't get a penalty. They've got to get all the way to the Racine 39-yard line for a first down here. Raiders playing two safeties deep. Cover two for Racine. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Atkins to the right of Thomas. Raiders showing blitz. They come. Quick screen pass out to the near side of the field. DeFerrell Davis tries to hold his footing along the sideline. He'll pick up some of the yardage, but only gets up to the 32-yard line, a gain of 7. It'll be a fourth down and 29. And it will bring on the punting unit for the Motor City Rams as the Raiders defense holds inside of 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Rams with a 6-0 lead on Racine. Corey Dalton doesn't even have his body turned. The punt is a high one. It will take a Motor City bounce, and it will get downed at the 33-yard line of Racine. 35-yard punt, no return, 20 seconds left to go here in our first quarter. Racine with the football for their second drive of the game. So the defense, Motor City sliced through them like a sharp-edged knife through a chicken McNugget. Sorry, it's cake. Play a little of my favorite band giving you there. I don't know why Nick has the camera on me, but hello, everybody. Hey, what's up? Angry Brothers Pub and Grill. How you doing? We're in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Raiders second drive with 20 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Two receivers to the right, one to the left for Schick. Triplett in the backfield. Schick gives to Triplett. Triplett tries to go off the right side. Triplett battling for yards, and Triplett will get up across the 35 to the 36-yard line, picks up three, and it'll bring up a second down and 7 for Racine, and they are going to let it wind down to the end of the first quarter. We're going to step away for 60 seconds. When we come back, we will have our active body fitness trivia question for you. That coming up in 60. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Racine.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
This has been Racine Raiders Football. Racine Raiders Football is on the air. Pump fake by Locke, throwing to Payne along the near sideline, makes the catch, slips a tackle, Payne loose, down the sideline, feel the pain, touchdown, Raiders! The Racine Raiders Broadcast Network, now on Home Team Network. Took exception to how long somebody was on Schick. Schick may be a little slow to get up as well. And this might end up going against Racine. Looked like Takari Johnson was in on that for Motor City. Didn't pick up the second jersey. It might have been Kayshawn Tyson. It was a single digit. And now the officials will talk about it here. as we see which way this flag will go. Raiders backing up. Dead ball, personal foul against Racine, so that's going to back the Raiders up even more. And see where they officially mark the ball here. Looks like it's going to be inside the 15 down to the 12-yard line. So it's going to bring up a third down and 21 for Racine. And again, Brady Wodak not here tonight. So that opportunity to maybe shift the field with a punt, not in play as much here for Racine. Raiders are going to empty the backfield, send trips to the right, two receivers off to the left for Sawyer Schick. Schick looking to pass, throwing towards the sideline, is able to hit Travis Hayes, and Hayes will be taken down as he crosses the 20-yard line up to the 22. He's able to pick up 8. It'll be a fourth down and 13, but Racine will have to punt, and we'll have to see who they bring out to do that. Was told 3 different players were practicing punting at practice on Wednesday. Mike Peralta, Bubba Revolinski, and Nick Nelson. And it looks like they are going to have Peralta handling the punt duties here. Back for the Rams will be Poole, who has the lone touchdown in the game thus far. A 6-0 Motor City Rams lead about a minute and a half into our second quarter. And now the Rams, maybe a little confusion. They are going to take a timeout. And maybe the Rams noticed somebody different back there punting for Racine, because they did have Poole way back standing at his 40-yard line. And it is punting into the wind for Peralta. Take a look at our stats thus far. Sawyer Schick, 3 of 6 for 18 yards. Future Thomas, 5 of 6 for 56 yards and the TD. You got Howard Triplett, 3 carries for 11 yards. Leonardo Moss with 5 for 46. Receiving, 1 for 19 for Shivers. Got the TD catch by Poole. Bubba Revolinski, a pair for 8 yards for Racine. Peralta standing back at his 10. Poole standing inside his 40. Peralta is contacted. It's going to be picked up by Poole. A flag comes out. Poole at the 41, cutting across the field, and he's going to be whipped down by Carter Mayer, and another flag comes out. Hopefully that the second one isn't against Racine, because if the second one is against Racine, they just potentially negated a first down. The crew is moving, the chains crew is moving the chains, which they shouldn't be doing quite yet. And see what the 2 penalties are here with 13:22 to play. In our first half, Motor City Rams, they move the ball all the way down the field, 75 yards on their opening drive for a touchdown. And that has been our scoring thus far in this one, as we await the call from the white hat. Want to thank Dave Zuper on our camera, Nick Gatta, our producer and director, as they have a long discussion. Scott Olson also made the trip. He's down on the sideline taking photos. Jack Redlin, if you're following the live stats, Jack made the trip with us. Barely. Didn't want to go. He was a late ad. Jeremy Wazirik, he's handling social media at home, I guess. I don't know if there's anything going on social media. He he moves to Baraboo, and all of a sudden, you know, going to Detroit is too much. So the referee going over and talking to Coach Kennedy. If it's a roughing the kicker, that'll be enough for a first down because it was a 4th and 13. Looks like the Rams offense is coming out onto the field. Looks like just a running into the kicker. That was declined. And then a block in the back against Motor City will be what is accepted. So it would have been a roughing the punter call. Raiders would have had a first down. But if they accepted that one, they would have had to have repunted just 5 yards closer. This one, they're able to push them back a little bit more. So it'll be Motor City football first and 10 at their own 32-yard line with 13:22 to play here in the first half. They lead 6-0. Future Thomas TD pass to Reginald Poole is the lone score of the game thus far. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. The typical formation that we have seen Motor City running out of here thus far tonight. Thomas has a back to his right. Raiders showing blitz. And now we have a flag, and it's going to be movement against Motor City. It'll push him back 5 more yards and bring up a first down and 15 now for the Rams as they get pushed back inside their 30 down to their 27-yard line. Rams were crisp, sharp, potent on their opening drive of this game. Their second drive, they move backwards, and drive number 3 starts the same way for Motor City. Three receivers to the left, one to the right for Thomas. He has Moss, who's had a good game early on, off his right hip. Thomas putting Davis in motion. Thomas looking to pass, firing over to the sideline. Corey Dalton in coverage. Pass caught, and that is caught by Poole as he used his body to block out Dalton. Dalton almost got a hand in there, and they will pick up a few yards, as that was actually end up being a 10-yard penalty. So it was a first and 20. Now it'll make it a second down and 17. No, a second down. Did they not move it back? It's a second down and 7, they're saying. Thomas throws it into the flat on the near side. Flag comes in. Catch is made by Davis. Davis still on his feet, fighting for yardage at the hash marks at the 40-yard line of Racine, but this one may be coming back. 2 flags in the backfield. And another hold against Motor City will push him back 10. And we'll make this a second down and 17 for the Rams. Ball back at their 27-yard line, 26-yard line now they're moving it back to. Remains second down, clock winds. 6-0, Motor City leads, 12:15 to play in the second quarter. DJ Atkins in there. Atkins standing in at just 5'6". 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Thomas. The ball is loose. Ronald Hagen's got in there. Cordero Williams picks it up. He's rumbling, stumbling, touchdown, Racine. The defense gets the Raiders on the board as Ronald Hagen's does some baggins and knocks the football away. Cordero Williams picks it up, returns it for 6, and we're tied with 11:49 to play in the first half. The Raiders defense with their 3rd touchdown in the last game and a half now, as Motor City gifts Racine 6 points and Peralta on for the extra point attempt. Peralta 10 of 11 on the season. Andre Locke out there, he will hold for Peralta. Snap is away, hold is down, kick is up, and kick is good. And Racine takes the lead, 7-6 over Motor City with 11:49 to play in the first half. We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand app. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand app. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
How appropriate that we had a Woodman's commercial there, because all of you at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill, I think they're going to be giving away some Woodman's $10 gift cards on every Racine Raider score at our road game viewing party. So somebody's picking up 10 bucks. That Woodman's is looking very close to opening over at Regency Mall. Excited for that. Racine with a 7-6 lead as Peralta tees it up to kick off. Kicking off into a breeze. The breeze has died down a bit here at Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Peralta's boot is not going to reach the end zone. It'll be brought in at the 2-yard line, brought up across the 20 and to the 30. And did the ball come out? And Raiders say they recovered, but the officials say no. The returner was down. As on that return was Curtis Allen. That would have been a big double call right there. If the Rams would have put two on the ground on consecutive plays. Woo. So 11:41 to play here in the first half. Motor City trailing Racine now by one. Rams drove well on their first drive. Their opening drive of the game went right down the field, 75 yards, got the TD. It was effortless. But since then, penalties have been hurting them. They just put the ball on the ground. Somebody's late coming out now to the field. One of their receivers at Shivers, who's had a big catch in this game already. Handoff goes to Moss, and Moss going nowhere this time. Dancing around in the backfield. Mayer and Hall on the tackle, but credit Armani Goodwin for getting in there and breaking that up from the get-go. No gain on the play. It'll be a second down and 10 for Motor City at the 32-yard line. They'll have Ashley over to the right side. Poole to the left. Are they going to move Poole over to the right? Shivers, a lot of confusion. Now Shivers is going to move over to the right side. They'll have Ashley Poole and DeFerrell Davis on the left side. Future Thomas has everybody set. Thomas claps the hands. Thomas looking to pass, scanning the field, has time, throwing deep middle, and he overthrows his intended receiver, Ashley. That is the second time that he's overthrown Ashley. Burton on the coverage over the top. He may have had a chance, if he was eyeing the football, to be able to haul that one in. It'll bring up a third down and 10 for Motor City at the 32-yard line, their own. Trailing Racine 7-6, 11:38 to play here in our first half. Racine with the opportunity to take the second half kickoff. Our halftime guest, by the way, will be Corey Dalton. So stay tuned for that during halftime of our broadcast. Three receivers left, one to the right. Thomas with time. Pressure coming from the backside. He throws middle of the field. Receiver open again, but he's unable to connect with them. Believe that was Allen, and it'll bring up a fourth down. And Motor City bringing out the punting unit with a fourth and 10 at their own 32-yard line. Dalton and Woodland will be back to return for Racine. Damon Batten back to punt for Motor City. And now we have a whistle. I think they said timeout Racine. Timeout Racine. We're going to keep it right here. And we will give you our active body trivia fitness question again. Make sure that we get that in this quarter. Again, what Racine Raiders legend scored the first points ever recorded in the Arena Football League? That brought to you by Active Body Fitness. Visit them at 2818 Lathrop Avenue, activebodyfitness.com. Give them a call, 262-770-5160. They would love to hear from you. And make sure you tell them that the Racine Raiders sent you. They're sponsors of our broadcast for the Raiders as well as for high school football. Batten goes down to get the snap, takes his time, gets off a high, good punt, driving Dalton back. He hauls it in at the 23. Dalton across the field to 30. Dalton, a burst of speed, midfield, down the far sideline, nearly loses his footing. Dalton could go all the way. Dalton to the house. Touchdown, Racine. No yellow on the field. The Raiders have extended their lead to 13-6 with a Corey Dalton punt return TD. Corey Dalton is looking back to form for Racine, both on defense and on special teams. He had a couple of big returns last week. And he now has a return for six, a pick six a week ago, a punt six here tonight, and Racine leads 13-6 with 9:41 to play in the first half with Peralta on for the extra point attempt. Now again, magic number for Racine, 29. If they get a win and can do it by 29, they would claim the number two seed. Kick is away, and it is good. And with that, Racine has opened up a 14-6 lead on the Motor City Rams. Still a one-score game here in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. 9:41 to play in our second quarter. We'll step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
We're back in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. And the Raiders have picked up a 14-6 lead. They've done it on a fumble recovery touchdown by Cordero Williams and a punt return for a TD. And a punt return for a TD by Corey Dalton, who is our halftime guest. And did the Rams take a timeout on the kickoff? They have a coach out on the field nearly at the hash marks at the 40. Not sure what's going on out there. Haven't seen any signal or indication. Haven't seen the referee signal a timeout. The officials are getting together. They must have taken a timeout, though. Oh, a ref did signal it, Jack? All right, so a ref did signal a timeout for the Rams, so they will have one timeout remaining as Peralta gets ready to kick this one off. Eagle eyes of our statistician, Jack Redlin, picking up that one. 14-6, lead for Racine. Peralta's kick will be hauled in by Allen at the 15. Allen up the middle. Allen breaks it. Peralta lays a shoulder into Allen. Allen, though, a nice return up to the 46, 47-yard line, and it'll be good starting field position for the Motor City Rams here. As Allen with a burst of speed right up the middle, but he couldn't get by the kicker. The kicker just laid him out on that one. But Motor City nearly out to midfield. First and 10 at their 47-yard line. Three receivers to the left, one off to the right side for Thomas. Ashley in motion, handoff. Believe that was Navario Davis that took that one right up the gut and went for 6 yards, a second down and four for Motor City. Poole breaks out to the right side. Three receivers over to the left. Thomas claps the hands, looking to pass, throwing a screen. He's able to connect with Poole. Poole with the first down. Good job of Chapman grabbing the leg and hauling him down at the 39-yard line, but it's good enough for a pickup of 8, and Motor City moves the chains. They have a first and 10 with 8:58 left to play here in the first half. They trail Racine 14-6. Three receivers left, one to the right. Now we have flags. There may have been movement by Motor City. Oh, actually encroachment by Racine. So it'll be a first and 5. They blew the whistle for the offsides, which the play should have been able to continue there. Navario Davis in the backfield to the right of Thomas. Three receivers to the left, one off to the right. Allen in motion. Time for Thomas. Throwing, finds Allen at the 25-yard line, and he's whipped down by Gary Young, and it'll be enough for a first down for Motor City on the pickup of 9 as they move the chains. So Motor City using the short field and their offense looking much like it did on the opening drive of the game now as they trail Racine by 8. Navario Davis in the backfield to the right of Thomas. Thomas scanning. Thomas throwing to the near side and nearly broken up. May have gotten a hand on it by Josiah Gordon along the Motor City Rams sideline. And it'll bring up a second down and 10. As Gordon read that one off the hands of future Thomas. Second and 10 for Motor City at the Racine 25-yard line. Three receivers right, one or left, one to the right. Navario Davis in there. He's to the right of Thomas in the backfield. Thomas. He's just going to take and go right up the middle, and Thomas will pick up a few yards. Did the ball come out again? Ronald Hagen's in there on the tackle for Racine and will get down to the 21-yard line, picks up 4, and makes it a third down and 6 for Motor City. 7.5 minutes, midway point here of the second quarter. Corey Dalton punt return for a touchdown. Cordero Williams fumble recovery for a touchdown. The two Raider scores in the game. Future Thomas hit Poole on the opening drive for a TD pass. Thomas with time stands in middle of the field at the hash marks on the near side, complete to DeFario Davis all the way down to the Racine 5 yard line. It's going to be first and goal for Motor City. As we are nearing the 7 minute mark here of the first quarter, or first half, I should say. Ball set up, they'll officially say at the 8 yard line. Run over to the left side and nowhere to go for Thomas. Gary Young will bring him down for the sack back at the 12-yard line. They're going to lose four, and it'll be a second and goal from there. 6:45 and counting here in our second quarter, 14-6, the lead for Racine. Poole with the lone TD catch for Motor City in single coverage at the top of the field, working to get